This is a bonus episode of the 21st Century HR podcast covering the COVID-19 coronavirus flu. The topic has been front of mind for most practitioners over the last several weeks, and if past is any indication, I'm guessing this is probably going to be remaining front of mind for most of us over the next coming weeks and months. This bonus podcast, I want to open with a disclaimer. I am not a scientist. I'm not an epidemiologist. I am not a doctor, and thus I will not be giving you any advice on how you should personally or professionally respond to the outbreak of coronavirus. It's not my place to do that. What I've been doing is curating resources of what peers are doing. My aim is to really just try to get practitioners as much information as possible to help them make as much of an informed decision as possible around how they're going to prepare their companies and their employees, as this unfolds. So I want to share a couple resources with you today, and let's get right into it. So the origin of how I got all into this is I'm a member of the PeopleTech Partners Network, which is a really robust CHRO and Chief People Officer network, primarily of tech and startup companies. And going back a couple of weeks, there was a thread that was going around and people started talking about how their companies were going to be responding. And it made it clear to me that we're in a lot of ways somewhat uncharted territory with the outbreak of coronavirus. And so understandably, people had a lot of questions. Their executive teams had questions, their employees had questions, and they were working together to try to figure out what was the best way to respond. And so that was really the inspiration for a Fast Company article I wrote called How HR Leaders Are Preparing for Coronavirus. And what I wanted to do in that was to curate resources that were publicly available. This is about 2 weeks ago to, ideally help other practitioners get a sense of what their peers were doing. And so kind of broaden out that initial conversation at a bit bigger of a scale through Fast Company. One of the key resources highlighted there was a coronavirus response plan from Coinbase. Coinbase was the first company that I'm aware of that opened up their coronavirus response plans. They open sourced it, and that subsequently has served as the foundation for how a lot of companies are developing their own response plans. So I highlighted that in the Fast Company article. But what I quickly realized was within a couple days, really, of that article going out, the situation was so dynamic that there was lots of things that had already changed. And so as people through my network were, flagging different things to me in terms of how companies are responding, remote work policies, conference cancellations, et cetera, I wanted to find a different way to curate all of that content. And so I created the open source public coronavirus company communications Google Doc. And really my aim with that was to kind of get it started, have a dynamic document that anybody could access where I could curate and add content as I learned of new updates, but I could also open that up to visitors. So as an open document, anybody can come and they can add their own updates, because certainly I don't know everything that's going on. I'm not plugged into everything, and lots of people, other people are. And so I wanted to kind of harness that, collective, and give everybody an opportunity to add to that doc and add to those resources. And so breaking down the document, just if you haven't seen it, and I'll include a link to all the resources that I'm discussing at the bottom in the show notes for the episode. So I started with coronavirus response plans. So again, Coinbase was first. Soon after, other companies, including Snyk, Travelbank, Handshake, Lattice, and many others began open sourcing their own response plans. And so I think practitioners found that really helpful, particularly companies that didn't have any pandemic response guides in place. You're able to look at things like, escalation triggers in terms of kind of what different criteria would trigger different responses from a company standpoint. And so, I started with that. That's up to over 10 case studies now you can review in the doc. Then I want to include a list of companies that were imposing employee travel restrictions, which, again, when this was created, was a handful of companies. Now it's a laundry list of companies. And again, this is far from comprehensive. This is just what I've added that has been on my radar, what others who have been part of the open source doc have added. So, dozens of companies now listed there, also including a section on remote work. So companies that were encouraging or mandating remote work. And in the US, you're seeing a lot of that in Washington and the Seattle area. And you're seeing a lot of that in the Bay Area around San Francisco. I would say New York, you're starting to see a bit more of that. But those are the three biggest hubs, I would say, and concentrations of companies currently that are, you know, either again requiring or encouraging work from home policies. There's also a section on office closure. So some companies are just straight up closing their offices and having all their employees work from home. And so there's a listing of who is doing that. The newest section that I added is around updates to retail, service, and hourly employees. I think that's a population that has the potential to get really adversely impacted as this unfolds and as people start, you know, practicing social distancing and companies start closing down. There's a huge, huge population of employees that are going to be tremendously impacted by that. And so there's some updates around companies like Trader Joe's and Uber and Microsoft and others that are committing to paying their employees, even if they don't have any sick time, to stay home if they have any flu-like symptoms, or to, if their services aren't needed as much because they're shutting down offices, they're going to continue to pay them in some cases. So I expect we're going to have more and more updates there. That's a massive portion of employees that are going to be impacted by this. And so I wanted to, I know that's a question I've seen a lot in the HR community is like, how do we support that population of our employees or people that are service workers, people that aren't in a position to work remotely, their job just doesn't allow it. You know, so I think we'll see more updates there. So I'll keep that section as current as I can. The next section is around school cancellations. So that's primarily both countries and then specifically schools within the U.S. That are closing in response to the coronavirus. So, you know, in some companies like Italy and or some countries, I should say, like Italy, Iran and India, Saudi Arabia, Japan, I think Japan was first here. They're shutting down schools, like all schools for a period of time. For others in the U.S., it's more isolated at this point. Mostly it's a particular school that may have had a case there. In some cases, it's a school district. You know, in Washington, there's a district outside of Seattle with 23,000 ish students that is just, you know, shut down for the month. So I expect we'll likely end up seeing some more of these. And so, again, I want to keep a list here current so that practitioners can get a sense of what schools are impacted. Daycare updates as well. Conferences as well. So there's a section on HR conference cancellations, conferences that are staying the course and not canceling, and then tech and other conference cancellations. And certainly that latter category is quite dense with you know, some big companies and big events like South by Southwest, et cetera, that have canceled in response. And then the last two sections are one around case tracking and statistics. So I've got a couple global case trackers and statistic dashboards. Some I've you know, come across, some that have been shared by the community. And then a whole section on articles and resources. And the articles and resources, they tend to pertain most heavily to how employers or companies or HR leaders can be supporting their employees or helping develop plans for, you know, responding to the situation. But then there's also some articles around just helping employees deal with anxiety, you know, things like that. And so we'll keep this section current as well. But through this document, I actually was, you know, made aware of some other resources that are also really helpful. And so I want to flag some of those as well. So one of the first kind of groups that I want to flag is Life Labs Learning. So Life Labs Learning, there's a link to it in the Google Doc, but they have opened up their own Google Doc. They have a community of over 100 HR leaders who they brought together to create an open source COVID-19 HR and People Ops prep doc. And that is a really useful resource. There's a lot of practical examples, some templates, things like that. So for HR practitioners, I think there's a lot of really valuable takeaways in that doc. So I would definitely recommend checking that out. And again, there's a link to that in the Google Doc. Other organizations are stepping up as well. You know, CXR, Career Crossroads, Jerry Crispin, and Chris Hoyt. They've got a robust community of global recruiting and HR leaders. It's a membership network, but they've actually created an open source forum where both their members can share what they're working on and anybody can come visit and get a sense of how companies are responding. And that will also include templates and approaches. And so there's also a link to that in the master Google Doc. You can go by some standbys. You know, Shurim obviously has some resources and templates around pandemic responses. The blog posts, they've taken off the metering on blog posts. So if you're not a member, you will now have unlimited access to the blogs. Only members have access to the templates. So that is still behind a member paywall. If you're not a member, you won't be able to access the templates and resources at this moment. So, and then this is a very dynamic situation, obviously. So more resources are coming out seemingly by the day. So I will continue to kind of keep listeners in the community updated on resources as I identify them. For the most part, I'm going to be keeping the key updates on that Google Doc. So there's one source of information, but any noteworthy updates that come about, I'll be flagging those on Twitter and LinkedIn as well. So hope you find these helpful. If you have any resources that have been valuable for you or resources that you've come across that you don't find in the Google Doc, feel free to add that or ping me, contact me, reach out. My information is on the Google Doc. So let me know if there's anything else you want to add. And in the meantime, just want to wish all of you listeners that are practitioners the best of luck developing your plans and kind of helping your companies and most importantly, your employees through this. There's a ton of uncertainty, you know, obviously. And again, you know, if you're looking for response and core things on what to do, don't listen to people like me. I'm not going to give you any advice. Go to the WHO, you know, go to established, you know, government agencies that are helping you kind of develop a response and give you a sense of how this is unfolding. So hope this has been helpful. Thanks again for all the listeners that have contributed to the Google Doc and have emailed me resources separately. And we will really work with each other and however we can support each other through this and, you know, share what we're working on. I think the more, you know, the lesson for me in this is, again, goes back to it's all about open source. You know, and speaking of HR open source, if you're not a part of that Facebook community, I would definitely recommend joining that because there's several robust conversations happening there from practitioners around the world on how they're responding. But if you're in a position to open source your resources, your response plan, so that others can get a sense of what their peers are doing, I would definitely recommend that. So again, thanks for listening and more to come.